Welcome aboard, elevator enthusiasts and curious minds alike. You're tuned in to the Going Up Podcast, the ultimate destination for all things elevators. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of elevator aficionados, Bobby Haskett and Josh Anderson. Get ready for a joyous journey into the vertical world, where we'll be lifting the lid on elevator stories, chatting with industry experts, and exploring the cutting-edge innovations that keep us all moving on up. This is the Going Up Podcast, your weekly pass to the heights of elevator excitement. Welcome to another episode of Going Up the Podcast. We are so excited for round two. So glad that you came back for another taste, another little nibble of the joy that is Zara, Josh, and Bobby. Today, guys, we're going to be focusing on something that applies to a lot of people. Like we talked about in our first podcast, we're going to be talking about all kinds of topics that are not elevator specific. And this is a great example. So we're going to be talking about traveling when you have a family. So each one of us, Josh, Bobby, and I, for FabiCab, we have all had to travel for the sales portion that we do. Even Josh, the El Presidente of the company, he actually covers the Florida market right now. So he travels to Florida and has customers there, which is a really great opportunity to just kind of keep a finger on the pulse and interact with customers, have a lot of face-to-face, which is really great. Bobby, our Ricky Bobby over here.
That's convenient.
That's Florida.
Yes. Yeah,
we
it's
know.
Cold here.
I'm just saying he picked his territory. That's all I'm saying. Ricky Bobby has Ricky Bobby at one point covered the entire United States. Then when Mandy came on, it was divided into two. When I came on, it was divided into three parts. And now we've got it all kind of filtered down a whole lot more for everybody, more bite size, which is great. So every single one of us have had to travel. But I will say specifically, I'm going to kind of be tossing this over to Bobby and Josh more because we're going to be talking more specifically about traveling when you have a family. I have a husband and a dog. A little bit easier to leave at home than actually, you know, like children and, you know, a significant other to take care of those children. So while you're away. So I'm going to toss it over to you guys and really let you just take the reins.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to jump in. So really you can look at this a few different ways. This is some of the things that we've learned, as Bobby said in one of our other podcasts. A lot of the things that we have learned and a lot of the knowledge that we share with people is because we did it wrong and we didn't do it the best way. So learn from our mistakes so that you don't have to learn them that way. So don't think that we have it all together. We don't. But there are some things that we really did figure out along the way when it came to the whole attempt to have a work-life balance and what that looks like. And for everyone, that's a little bit different. So it's obviously something that you have to look at your situation and kind of adapt to. But I'm going to speak about something, how I look at work-life balance and time management. And it's something that I share with our team all the time, especially when we have a few people who just recently had their first child, and I have two. So I have a soon-to-be 13-year-old and nine-year-old. So yeah, so it's they're in sports, they're in all the school activities, and so our schedules are extremely busy. And then I have an amazing wife who just is a rock star at handling so many things that I don't handle well. So anyway, but here's something that I explain.
We don't deserve her is what he's saying. We don't deserve her. Haley,
I don't deserve
her.
I know that. I know.
I think that. I think she, if you would see how pretty she is, you'd think she's blind marrying that guy, to be honest, quite honest with you. But anyway.
That's true. And fun fact, quick fun fact for the listeners and watchers, Josh and his wife and Bobby and his wife are both high school sweethearts. And that's so cute.
That's true.
It's so adorable. That's true. We got pictures of Josh with his puka shell because she could train necklace.
Me. I did. I rocked it.
You did.
My wife says she could train me. Like, she got me early enough to kind of like just
yes.
train.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That's right. But here's a concept I want to throw out to you guys. It's something that I share with a lot of our team that has new kids coming on board. And I think it's something you can apply to any type of time management, but it's the buckets, right? So I use this example of, for me, there are three things that I have to prioritize in my life. The first one is my family, making sure that I have enough time for them. The second one is work, making sure I apply enough time and add enough value to all of my people and the responsibilities I have at work. And the third one is I have to have something for me as well. And so those are the three buckets on how I kind of manage my life and how I balance saying yes or no to certain things and what that looks like. So the example I would use is I enjoy working out. I have to consistently do it in the mornings because if I do it in the evenings, that's something that I just can't accomplish and never have been able to figure out how to accomplish it after a certain point in the day. So what I know about that is that's something for me. That's something that I want for myself. And so I never want to take from my family and I never want to take from work that time that I need for myself. So you will see me a lot of times I'm up at 4:30, 4:45 every single morning to make sure that my workout gets completed before anyone's at work and before anyone in my family is awake. And the only person I stole from was myself, which was sleep, which is something that I have to also have. So I robbed from my own bucket to take for myself. I fast forward this to talk more about, let's say that I've just traveled for 4 days for work and I'm out of commission. My wife's been a rock star. She's holding down the home front, taking the kids, rushing them around. I'm taking Friday off and I feel confident in doing that because I've given so much of my time that week to work that I've got to take a little bit back for my family to repay the bucket that I stole from through the week that I was gone, if that makes sense. So I look at life in a series of those three buckets, and I'm stealing from one or the other. I just have to make sure that I prioritize filling the other to its capacity to make sure that I keep everything running smoothly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think
Bobby,
it makes sense.
Zara.
Oh makes yes. Sense. Okay. Oh, yeah. I felt like it made great sense. Because I think you're... I mean, really talking, honing in on the fact of what I love is the concept of the buckets, because I feel like that kind of breaks yeah. that imagery down to, am I giving enough to each bucket? And there are going to be times when there's not the same amount in each bucket. And I think that's just being realistic.
That's right.
But I think finding prioritizing, and when one bucket is depleted a little bit, You got to find time to be able to add back to it. So I love that image.
But I use it the other way a lot of times too, where there are times I have to leave at lunch because I've got to run somebody to the orthodontist or someone forgot their gym shoes and I got to run back. That's fine, but now I've got to repay work. So I may be having to bring some of my work home and I'm stealing from, it's just this series of taking things out of buckets and shuffling them around. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot of time where they're not going to be where they need to be. And so I always revert to usually stealing from myself. I steal from my bucket primarily because I want to make sure I prioritize those other two. But it could look different for every single person. But, you know, we've seen people on our team struggle with just time management in general. And you can break this down in that regard too, of like, okay, what on your docket is the most important? Let's create these buckets for you and then learn how to steal time out of each one to make sure that you're still accomplishing your greater goal. So I think it's an analogy that can be used in many different ways. But as far as the family unit and traveling and trying to balance the work life, that's just something that has seemed to work for me. Another thing is My wife is exquisite at making a family calendar and making sure it's consistently updated.
She's of another world, because I feel like.
She is another world. She's a different level of organization I'm probably not the most organized, so she has to like
probably
up on it.
Let's just get rid of probably.
I'm not great.
That's what this podcast is really just like pointing out for each other so that we can reflect. That's what I think it is.
I mean, I'm self-aware enough to know that I
Well, you weren't self-enough aware to say probably. You said probably. So probably. Just kidding. You're great. You're great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. No, it's unnecessary. So yeah, creating a family calendar is really important, because there are times in our job, and I know Bobby can speak to this, where we just have to pick up and go in a moment's notice. You know, if someone calls and there's a project that's down and we're holding up several different trades because of our one mistake or something wrong with a product, we're dropping what we have to do. I mean, there have been times where I'll call Haley at 9 in the morning and be like, hey, I'm not going to be home when you get home. I've got to run. And I say this, I've had plenty of pre-conversations. I'm not just like dumping that on her. Yeah. She's very much aware that that's a possibility. And so another thing is, you have to have a very, very open communication with your spouse, your partner, whoever is taking on the bulk of responsibility. Because if not, it can be overwhelming for that person.
Overwhelming, and they can also build resent over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to add a few things to that, because I'll go ahead and I'll share with the audience. You know, I haven't always done it right. And I'm okay to admit that. When me and Josh first decided to get into this business, I had him make me a promise. And I'll have you share that, Josh, if you don't mind, before I get going.
That's a really good point. When we first started, and Bobby will get into some more of his details, but my kids were really, really young at that time. And, you know, he came to me with what I believe was great wisdom at the time. And asked me to promise him that I wouldn't make the same mistakes that he may have made in the past when it comes to the work-life balance. And he made me verbally promise that I would not let my family be sacrificed in exchange for Fabicab and the growth. So, yeah, it was great advice. It was life-changing, and it made some of the things I just talked about previously make it a priority of discussion in my house with myself and my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. So where that came from, and the reason I had Josh, you know, promise me that is, you know, in my prior career, and I won't go into it too much, but I had to travel a lot. And, you know, I thought at the time, I had a young daughter at home. I've only got one child, Madeline. And I thought providing for the family was the most important thing I could do. As I got older, if you would ask my daughter, that'll be 25 years old this year. If you would ask her, she really didn't probably feel or know any different. She would say she had a fantastic upbringing. That she don't remember me being gone a whole lot. The truth was, I was gone all the time. I thought bringing in money for the family was what I needed to do. Thank goodness, I'm going to talk a little bit on what Josh said. If I didn't have the wife that I have, it couldn't have worked.
She's out of your league.
She is. Both of your wives are out of my league. Yes.
Yeah.
My husband is also out of my is out of my league. So I'm in the out of my league category.
Yeah. Yes.
Shout out, Sam.
That's right.
If you really think about it, honest to goodness, at any point in time, I will go home. There's times I have to do it still today. even as one of the owners of the company, is I got to go home and I got to say, hey, babe, I got to pack my bags, head to the airport. I got to head to Texas or wherever I'm going last minute. And all I ever get from her is this: no problem, babe, I'll handle it. That means handling mowing the yard, trimming, taking Mad to all of her practices when she was younger. I can't tell you enough how much a good woman can help you in a position when you travel. And I'm also going to say this, and I'm fine to say it: how much a bad woman can hinder you, man.
Or a man.
Or a bad spouse.
Equal yeah. opportunity.
Or a man. Yeah. That's what I said, spouse. Yeah. Anyway, but I'm going to tell you what
another.
I mean by that.
Yes.
The one thing that we don't want and that you don't want as a traveling salesperson is a spouse that wants to call you 25 times a day.
Ooh, yeah.
Can't have it. You just can't have it. We have a very clear communication, me and my wife. If she needs me during the day, she can call. Otherwise, I'll catch up with you when I'm at the hotel after my dinner meetings.
Yeah.
And it works well. We've experienced, you know, some salespeople that are just friends of ours, not even in our industry, that it didn't work real well because their spouse, better half, whatever you want to call it, wasn't on board.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I'm going to tell everybody is open communication. I agree. I think it's important that at least one person in a relationship is very organized and runs a calendar. I couldn't agree with Josh more on that. In our relationship, that's my wife. I can look 3 months from now on the last Thursday of the month, and she may have, I've got a doctor's appointment or something like that. She runs our home schedule really well. And I think what gets left out a lot, and I want to say it out loud because there's some of you that might be driving down the road or working that probably needs to hear this. My personal success in this business could not be what it is without having the rock star that we do at home. Mm. And I think that gets, doesn't get recognized as much as that it should. But, you know, like I said, it can also hinder you if you don't have everything in line. What I'm going to tell you is this: there's nothing out there worth not giving your kids the amount of time that they need. If I had to go over and do it all again, I would have went to more stuff. I wouldn't have been on the road. And I think there's something to be said with, it was never because I was sitting in the bar in the evening and didn't want to go to something. It was because I was out making money for my family.
Yeah.
And I really think that's powerful for everybody that's listening today, that put yourself in check. One thing I really love Josh does is he gets his kids on the bus every morning. How cool is that, man? I'm glad that we have a company that he can do that, man.
Yeah.
I think it's super cool that he can do that. And, you know, we can, a lot of us here at the shop can call and just be like, listen, man, we got a late night tonight. No questions asked. They say, no problem. I'll put your supper in the fridge.
Yeah.
What I also want to touch base on traveling is that I don't think we had noted to talk about today, but I want to talk with you about this. If you're new to traveling on the road, I want to give you some great safety tips. Honest to goodness.
Come on with it.
when you're in a town that you're unfamiliar with, and let's say you're in a rental car or you may be in your sales car, always leave maybe a half a car length to a full car length in front of the car in front of you. If you don't know where you're at, you're unfamiliar with the area, you want to be able to get out of there if need be. When you check in hotels that are strange, check your surroundings before you get out of the car. You know, there's a lot of people that rob people that stay in hotels, and they prey on people like ourselves that are in the business of travel. We have that talk, especially with the younger reps that come in here. You know, we want them to be very aware of their surroundings. You know, you're going to big cities and You know, a lot of us that work here grew up in the country and the farm where you leave your house unlocked when you go to town and you leave your cars unlocked and leave them running when you go in the gas station. Can't do that, folks, in Memphis, Tennessee. Let me just tell you, I've been there. You cannot do it. So when I say that, I want everybody to be safe. I've got a little bit of a story for you that is going to bring it into reality for everybody. So I'm in Chicago, second year in business. I'm up there calling on customers. Being from the country, and I was raised by a wonderful mom and dad, I was always raised to help people. Well, I check in, and I go to the lobby, and I check in, and a lady starts talking to me. And when I go to the elevator, she walks up to me and is talking with me. I don't think nothing about it. I think she's going to the floor that I'm going to. So I'm talking with her and just, oh, yes, ma'am. And she's like, you from around here? And I'm like, no, ma'am, I'm not. You know, I'm from out of town. But she's like, yeah. And I said, how about you? And she goes, yeah, I live here, which I thought was kind of weird. But I'm like, well, maybe something happened at their house or something. And she's staying here or whatever, visiting somebody. Well, it didn't hit me until we got out of the elevator and she's following me to where I'm going in my room. She was a lady of the night. Oh, and I did not realize that she was a lady
Robert.
Of the night. And yeah,
what type of vibe were you giving off that she thought you were going to be into that? I think this is your fault.
Saying hi
I'm convinced.
To her before, yeah, here it is.
Too
it
friendly.
Is because
too
here's,
friendly.
I'm too friendly. I'm too friendly. I said, how are you doing today, ma'am? And I guess the ladies of the night, that's a come
the
with me. How are you doing,
right
ma'am? It's come with me.
That's
as
right.
as
I don't
people
know.
Continue so, to try to guess what age you are, just consider the fact that he just said ladies of the night.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, well, I'm trying to be respectful. So it was very awkward when I got close to my room. She was slowing down as well. And I'm like, okay, ma'am, good to see you. Have a good night. And she's like, what are you doing this evening? And I never felt so naive in my life because I'm like, it hit me right then and there. This lady's a lady of the night. That's my first encounter with a lady like that. So I didn't know if I owed her $10 for walking me up to my room. I don't know what the etiquette is there.
I can't.
So
did you tip her?
I did not tip her. I thought about tipping her, but I thought, does that mean wait for me downstairs? I was really confused. So I just said, ma'am, have a good night. And in true fashion, I closed that hotel door and I looked through that peephole for a good 2 minutes to make sure she left. Because I was almost embarrassed at my naiveness, honest to goodness. The reason I'm telling you this is I had shared that story with a couple other salespeople from other companies. And I didn't realize this. They said that's a big scam. You know, like a lady would be like, hey, my tire's flat. Could you give me a hand? And they end up robbing you, you know, out in the parking lot or something. So I'm only telling you that to know that there is a lot of dangers out on the road, honest to goodness, and just be aware of your surroundings. Go ahead.
This is the difference between myself and Bobby, because I never feel afraid ever, but I 100% want to know, like, when I get a rental car, sir, did you wipe that down with Clorox bleach, and I'm checking the mattress for bed bugs, and I need to know, like, what star rating is your hotel? I'm worried about if it's people are nasty. Like, when you travel, it's like, these people are gross. Don't take your shoes off when you're sitting next to me in the airplane. I don't want to see that. That's nasty.
No, that's very nasty.
Etiquette.
And I think that's a great prelude. Yeah. That's a great prelude into some of our travel trips. I got to let everybody know. So when we first started the company, as you heard in episode one, no problem. I'm fine to tell you money's tight. As Zara said, I'm the only salesman that we have. So I'm staying in very cheap hotels. Mm. When I say very cheap hotels, I'm a guy that roughs it. I'm fine to camp, all that.
Yeah. Be careful.
I'm sleeping in my clothes. Okay? That's how bad these rooms are. I'm not joking. Loud disturbances outside. I'm not even going outside in the evening. But what's cool is those experiences was able to teach me a little bit to be able to share with some of these new folks coming into the sales game, and also everybody that we're talking to today that genuinely, I know we've, you know, told some jokes, but what we do want is your safety is first and foremost out there. And just make sure that you're communicating with your spouse.
That's right.
When you get home from the trip, what we like doing and what we tell our people, one of the first things we recommend you saying is, hey, what did you have to struggle with while I was gone this week?
Yeah.
We want to know that.
Yeah.
We want to know what did they struggle with so we can adjust that don't happen the next time.
Mm. Yeah.
Z, what's some of your travel trips?
Well, Josh, I'll let you say something, but before we move on from this as well, I feel like now that Bobby has told one story about hit like a kind of a slight horror story, not complete. Josh, I feel like you have to tell a story as well. So say whatever you're going to say, and then tell us a travel story that kind of surprised you, maybe.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to connect the dots here. Remember, for the folks that are listening, there were essentially five things that we were hoping that you would be able to do to help with the whole work-life balance. The first one was create the family calendar, something that we kind of talked about. Open communication. Make sure before you even take the job that has the sales, travel sales on the road, make sure you talk to your spouse before, because it's way better to have that conversation up front. We actually are to the point now when we hire a sales rep, we want to interview and meet your spouse too, so that we can say, hey, are you cool with this? This is what we expect. This is what's going to happen. Are you cool with that? It's way better to have that up front than later. Third thing, quality communication while you're away. As Bobby said, we're lucky, like my wife, similar to Bobby's, like during the workday, I don't get a lot of texts, phone calls, whatever. She knows, they know, when I have time, I'm going to give you a call. We'll catch up at that point. It's just really difficult to know when someone else is traveling, like, hey, is this time for me to call or not? So in our house, like, I'll call you, and I make sure I do it every single night, every single time. Fourth thing, plan family time before and after your trips. As I said, make sure those buckets were swapping all of your time and filling them appropriately. And the fifth and final thing is delegate responsibilities while you're home or while you're gone. Not only do you need to delegate things at home, but delegate things at work. You know, it's difficult to have colleagues who are sometimes here and sometimes not, because it's hard to catch them if you need them. So just make sure you're also communicating with your team and making sure that everything's handled while you're gone. So hopefully those things are helpful to each and every one of you. Yes, we have so much fun at Fabicab sitting around talking about all the crazy travel mishaps and things that have occurred to us all the time. And so there are a lot of really cool things and fun things that have happened. I would say probably the most memorable for me would be, I know this is probably kind of where Bobby was going, but I am a little bit more naive when it comes to safety. And I'm just kind of like, whatever, I just kind of walk into situations and they usually work out for me. So I wasn't really thinking about this, but it was a rough town. It was in somewhere in Florida. They had recently had a hurricane. So not even thinking, they had all of the, you know, people there to help with the hurricane cleanup staying. And so I got the bottom of the barrel selection when it comes to hotels. And I walk in, and of course my eyes directly go to how nasty the hotel room was. And literally it looked like someone had been murdered in the bathtub. It was just rust, but it was like this red, disgusting It was nasty. Someone had slept in the bed. I'm guaranteeing you that. And the door would not shut. And it was one of those hotels where the door is on the outside of the building, not in this corridor. And when I pulled up, there's people hanging out outside. I mean, there was definitely a party that I wasn't invited to happening. So I walk in. I've been traveling all day. I was super tired. And I'm like, I'm not staying here. So I got back in my rental car and I drove to every single hotel in that area, and everyone was booked. And so there was this definite, like, do I sleep in my car? Well, no, I've got a meeting in the morning. I need to shower. So I'm wrestling with myself what to do. And so I went back to this nasty, scary hotel. The only time I've ever been fearful while traveling, I could not get the door to shut. And so I slept like Bobby. I slept in my clothes on top of the blankets. And I was just like, if they come in, at least I'm ready to run. Like, to run. Something.
I love that fighting wasn't an option.
I'm not going to fight them. I'm running. I'm out. So, you know, but out of all the years of us traveling, that's the only time I felt uncomfortable. I think that's pretty good. Other than that, I've always felt pretty safe anywhere I've gone. So.
Good for you. So, yes, I feel like every single one of us have our own little travel stories and not. So I'll tell mine real quick. So back in the day, like Bobby said, we had very little money, right? So we were trying to scrape and scrounge, penny pinch wherever we could, right? So there was a thing by Hotwire called Hotwire Mystery Deals is what it was called. And you would get onto the app and it wouldn't tell you the hotel that you were booking, but it would just say like, it could be one of these three hotels, right? So it was very, very generic. And it was kind of like, it was hotel roulette, for a lack of a better term. And I would do this because it was so much cheaper than booking an actual hotel room. So that's what we would do. We would go that route. Once, you know, maybe we can get Hotwire to do an ad placement here. Can we get sponsorship? That'd be great. Thanks, Hotwire. I'm not bad mouthing. I had a great experience overall. Had a great experience. There were a few rough ones in there, but not too terrible.
Except what?
Except, and it wasn't the hotel itself. Okay, I'll give Hotwire credit. The hotel itself, there was no rust in the bath. There was nothing like that. But got to the hotel. It's super late. All of us, you know, you're exhausted. You're tired. Walk into the hotel room walk into the hotel, going down the hallway. Knowing I have to catch up on all this stuff throughout the day. Got my key card in hand. I walk up to my room. And of course, you're not thinking. You just put the key card in, open the door. So I put the key card on, and I open the door, and all of a sudden I can hear a TV on. And I was like, well, "That's weird. Maybe like one of the cleaners had the TV on and just left it on accident." So as I'm standing there for a second, as I'm looking. This hotel is set up where the bathroom is directly to the right of the door, and there's a big mirror. And so as I open the door, I can see the mirror, and I see a naked man who has just gotten out of the shower. And he looks so confused. He looks more confused than I am.
Come on in, the water's warm.
I don't wish you would have. But yeah, he just kind of like stopped, and I stopped, and I was just, it was one of those things where you're just like, can I just slowly back out of this situation and just pretend like this never happened? So but of course I didn't do that. I immediately like closed the door. I'm sure it slammed, and I'm sure he was probably horrified as I was. I saw way too much. That is it for the deal I got quite a show. Quite a show. Yeah, I was like, whoa, sir, see, buy me dinner first, you know?
See, I was hoping that this story was going to go where you said to him, the tickle monster's here.
Oh, my gosh. I was beyond horrified. And then I had to go back to the front desk and be like, this is someone else's room. And the kid, he had to have been working there for 3 days. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was just like, I need to get out of this situation so fast. And I prayed that I was not going to run into that man the next day. Cause I knew I could point him out. I could point him out now probably. Like, so I just, it's burned into my brain. So we all have those trips. I feel like those trips, things like that, although horrific in the moment, I feel like things like that, the fact that we could share those and every salesperson has one, I feel like it's something that brings us all together. And it's a funny thing to be able to share with the family in those phone calls that you have.
Yeah.
While you're away.
Hey, I love it. When you're traveling, mm-hmm. real quick, this just hit me. Not every place takes credit cards. I always try to keep some money behind my license and my wallet. The reason I'm telling you that, there was a time I invited an owner of an elevator company out. He said there's a good little local place. We went there. They didn't take credit card, and I didn't have any cash on me. So I invited a guy to lunch, and he had to pay for it.
What year was that? What year was that? 1982, maybe?
It was last week.
No. It was probably 2016.
Wow.
So really early. Really early.
Yeah, early on.
Guys, stop making it so complicated. I have 3 rules. Just don't stay in a hotel that's got a number on it. Okay? No Motel 6, I just don't stay in it.
Don't shout out to people like that.
I'm sorry. They're not going to sponsor us.
Not now.
I never eat seafood unless I'm on the coast. So if you have a customer who's like, oh, I got a great seafood restaurant, and you're in the middle of the country, it's not fresh. I don't care what they say. It's not fresh. Don't eat it. And the third one is... And Zara and Bobby are going to give me a hard time about this. I take the very first flight out every morning because here's why. Zara, what do I also always get? I always get upgraded rental cars.
Yeah, because you're, in the morning, you give a bougie vibe. And people, listen, as we said in the first.
They have more cars to give. They have more cars to give in the morning.
Why are we yelling? I feel like as we said in the first show, this is a time for self-reflection for all 3 of us, okay? And I feel like you give a little bit of, you can give a bougie vibe that they're just like, let's just give this man a Dodge Charger or something. Or maybe, is it always females at the front desk when you're doing it? Is it typically females?
Sometimes.
I'm just saying, they may think
I don't know what you're getting at. I don't know what you're getting at, Zara.
Cute. Do you flirt a little bit? I'm just saying there are some options. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, I always rent an economy car, and I always get upgraded. Every time.
But here's the deal. For females, which I feel like is there's too many men with a podcast mic, okay? Hear me, females. Yes. Okay. So... females, we have a whole other sector of things that we have to deal with. Here's the thing. You get to hop in that plane at 5 o'clock in the morning. You woke up at 4 o'clock to get to the airport at 5:30. This is not mathing, but you woke up right at the last minute. You go to the airport in your joggers and then you go on the plane, right? And you sleep on the plane, you land. And then you're like ready for the whole day. Okay, as a female, because I've tried this. I tried your methods.
So many assumptions are happening here right now.
I gave it a 1-2 good try.
Generalizations.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and the generalization for females is that we are expected. We are expected to do makeup and all this other stuff. So let me tell you, doing makeup in an airport bathroom is the worst thing on the planet because you can't check into your hotel room early. Every now and then you can
they have those little shelves above the sink.
Are you for real right now? There are people changing baby diapers 3 feet away from you. Yes! And then you're putting foundation on. I've had to put on makeup in my car and able to accommodate for this. So you traveling at that time is very different than me.
I feel like we're getting way off topic. We're getting way off topic.
Since we're I can't
Andy's let that, nodding at us I that we need to wrap
I
it up.
I can't let that lie. I can't let it lie. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, just remember this, folks.
Yes.
At the end of the day, when you're traveling, just be on your A game. Look up, look down, and look all around and enjoy your travels.
Wow. Oh, wow. Man. That's true.
That sounded good.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, as Josh kind of talked about, we had those five main points, but the biggest thing I feel like that was kind of the thread throughout all of it is communication. Is making sure that you have open communication with your family and straight from the get-go. And I think I said get-co, but I meant get-go. So making sure you have all that really good, solid communication while you're away during the day and also before and after your trip. So keeping everybody informed and making sure that they still feel loved on while you're gone. Because it can kind of feel like, oh, they're gone, you know? So making sure that they feel loved on, especially when you get back, you know, fill those buckets. I love that image, Josh. Fill the buckets. Okay.
Say it again.
Fill the buckets.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have wrapped it up. We are here at the end of our beautiful episode 2 of Going Up. Here's our closing arguments. Does anybody have anything that they need to defend? They felt like something was said that was unfair to them? Anything like that? Now is your time to correct those
statements. I need to publicly apologize to all the hotels that have numbers in them. I feel as though I've disparaged them in some way.
You do.
And I take it back. I take it back.
Yes.
From my heart. So
yeah.
Sorry.
I would like to apologize to Josh for saying that he has a bougie vibe. While it is true, yeah, I shouldn't have called it out like that in such a public format. So I apologize.
Is that an apology?
I don't know. Take it what you want. Take it as you will.
Well, when you say but, it negates everything before.
Here's what I'm going to say. My closing argument is only one thing on what Zara said about being a woman and traveling and that you have to have makeup on and all that.
I would love for you as a man to speak on this.
I picked you up at 4:30 in the morning. Don't act like you walk out in high heels and glittery pants every morning at 4:30.
No, I don't. You chose that flight. It wasn't my decision. You chose that flight and I just dealt with it. I had to do my makeup either in the car or in the bathroom, probably. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you can't do it. I'm just saying you have to plan appropriately for that to happen. Yeah. But yeah, anytime, Bobby, you want to speak on women's issues, I would love for you to try.
This is a safe space, Bobby.
It's a safe space.
That's right.
Safe space.
That's right.
That's all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on episode 2 of Going Up, the podcast with the Fabicab team, Josh and Bobby. We look forward to seeing you next time. And don't forget, be sure if you have any questions that you'd like featured on the podcast or have a topic that you'd like to talk about, be sure to email us at podcast@fabicab.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. But until then, we'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, guys.
Shake and bake.
That concludes another fabulous ride on the Going Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed the elevator tales, expert insights, and the unique camaraderie that makes our show a standout in the podcast world. If you've got your own elevator stories to share or questions about the vertical world, don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@fabicab.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, keep reaching for new heights, stay uplifted, and remember, when life takes you down, there's always an elevator to bring you back up. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next floor.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.